Ja, und jetzt zu Beginn werden wir ein Interview mit Veni Markowski hören. Das ist der Vorsitzende der NetBase ISOC BG aus Bulgarien. What was your intention when you founded ISOC BG in 1995?
Well, back in those ages, our intention was that we need an organization to promote the internet usage in Bulgaria. At this time, there were hardly 20,000 users in the country, so this was our main intention.
And what was the organization structure like in the beginning?
In the beginning, there was these were only like a friendly group of people where we didn't have any structure and we weren't quite well known, and this lasted for about 4 years.
And did it change? I mean, how did it change during the last 5 years?
Yes, it did change in the last, now it's 20 months. It all changed with a sudden and unexpected move from the Bulgarian government. They tried to introduce the licensing of the internet services in Bulgaria. And this was when it turned out that the only organization that is capable of filing a case against the government at the Supreme Court was the Internet Society. So we did, and for about 1 year we were fighting them in court and out of court, until last year in November when we reached an out-of-court agreement. So at the moment, Internet Service Provision in Bulgaria is free. And there is no licensing, so that is how we eventually turned out to be an organization of rather protecting human rights than promoting internet usage. But in the meantime, many things changed in Bulgaria, so there are now about 400,000 users of internet. So it's like a 20 times increase in the last 5 years. And we are facing new problems. So Internet Society Bulgaria, or ISOC.bg, is here to try to help now ordinary internet users, internet companies, and the government when they're trying to deal with the internet.
And why do you consider new media as especially important for a society?
Well, you asked me about the new media?
Yeah, like internet.
Yeah, it turned out that the only place at the moment, not only in countries like Bulgaria, which are, as we call them, developing or post-communist countries, but also countries worldwide like China or Cuba or many African countries, the internet is the only media that allows different voices to be heard. The contemporary media like newspapers, TV, radio is usually not quite flexible as the internet is. There are strong economic interests, especially in the TV and the press. And with the internet, it gives every person the opportunity to present their thoughts, their views, and to protect them also. We are also facing now internet being used also in politics, as many election campaigns go on the internet. So it's becoming more and more important because, as we all know, wherever the politics, the politicians are involved, everything becomes important.
And which possibilities do you see in building more networks, more international networks of independent media initiatives?
Can I ask you to repeat the question again?
Which possibilities do you see in building more international networks of internet or other independent media initiatives?
Yes. Well, I believe the biggest possibility would be, or one of the biggest possibilities would be when organizations worldwide unite or join forces for some good reason. Like protecting freedom of speech or protecting freedom to access information or personal information or basic human rights. That's in aspects of politics. In aspects of economics, it's very good when you have people from all over the world working on the same project. Internet is now, besides being a media, it's also bringing lots of work for people in Bulgaria who are capable and skilled, and they don't want to leave Bulgaria because they can stay in Bulgaria, work here, and transmit their work over the internet. So in these two aspects, I see larger possibilities, or great possibilities for the internet. And for the people who use the internet, I mean, every day more and more people get on the net, so you cannot probably imagine your life today without having a telephone or a fax machine at the office. I believe we're very close to the point where you won't be able to figure out your office or your work or your life without having at least an email address, because that's what keeps you in touch with everyone on the planet.
Okay, and to finish, what do you think about the free speech camp?
I believe it is a good opportunity for people to get together and exchange ideas and views, and it has been extremely important for ISOC Bulgaria during our fight with the government when we were having support from other European organizations and people. It is very very important for people to meet other people all over Europe, especially in our continent. When you have different experiences getting closer, you know, to each other, and that helps in countries like ours, so it also may help in countries like yours too. I mean, in certain cases, our understanding of free speech may be useful for Austria, let's say, and also understanding of free speech in the Netherlands may be good for Bulgaria. So this is a cross-cultural meeting where the best idea may be born.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to exchanging concepts at the Free Speech Camp.
You'll be seeing one of our members there.
Yeah.
She's supposed to travel, I believe, by the end of this week.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.